yard setback requirements and maximum height, fence height requirement for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115-42, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the northeast side of Oak Meadow Drive and the southwest side of Oak Orchard Road within the Oak Meadow subdivision. The 911 address is 27772 Oak Meadow Drive, Millsboro. The zoning district is GR and the tax parcel is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 117. The applicants are seeking a 13.6-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard for an existing shed, a 22-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard for a proposed pool, a 20-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard for proposed steps on a proposed deck due to the lot being a through lot, and they're requesting a 2.5-foot variance from the maximum height requirement for a fence and the front yard setback for the through lot. We have two letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns on this application.
Good evening.
Yes.
I'm right. So we got 20-foot front yard for the steps.
The steps, right.
We have a 22-foot for the pool.
Correct.
We have a 16-foot for the deck.
Oh, correct.
13.6-foot for the shed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the 2.5-foot for the fence height.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure I had it right.
I missed that one, sorry.
Could you give me the first one again? I missed that.
The very first one was 13.6 from the 40-foot front for that shed that's there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Shed?
You have an existing shed there.
Oh, in the back? There's a shed in the back, but okay.
Yeah, that's what we're, okay. We're trying to address that.
Thank you. Existing structures.
Yes, okay. Correct.
Good evening, sir. If you would please be sworn in.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sheldon Berger, 2620 Rockford Drive, Dover.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. We're here to ask for permission to make a couple changes to the property. We want to install a 6-foot fence around the rear of the property. We have three properties to the east of us that have a 6-foot fence there already, and we're aware of the next door neighbor also received a variance for their fence. So we'd like to extend that 6-foot fence around the rear of the property, across our property, along Route 5. So we have a through lot. The setback in the rear of the property where we want the fence is 40 foot off of Route 5. The front of the property, it was Oak Meadow Drive, is 30 foot, and we're not doing any kind of construction in that area now, but just the other variances were just for existing structures for that. We would also like to seek a variance for a pool in the back to go within the 40 foot setback. We're aware that most of the county setbacks are 10 feet for a lot of pools. We're asking to put a pool within that 40 foot setback. We selected a pool that's narrower than a round pool just to try to afford the minimum number setback. So we selected an oval shaped pool for that. And we also have a dog, and we'd like to have a fence around for the dog. The height of the fence in our area is, the restriction is 42 inches. We're aware that there's a restriction or a requirement for 48 inches around a pool. So that 42 inch fence would not be code compliant for a pool if we were granted it. So we're asking for a 48 inch fence around the pool to meet the minimum height requirement if we were actually allowed to put the pool in. And we'd like to have a deck around the edge of the pool, and that's inside the 40 foot, and that's shown on the plans as well. The criteria for meeting the variance, we have a through lot, uniqueness of the property. We have a through lot, we have double setbacks, 30 foot in the front, 40 foot set on the back. Cannot be otherwise developed. We'd like the fence to cut down on the noise from the road. Route 5 is pretty loud, and we've been there over a year now, so we've tried to live with it. And during the summertime especially, it's not able to enjoy our backyard with all the noise that comes off of the road. And I stated about the fence already around the pool. We're seeking a minimum of 48 inches to meet the county requirements for a minimum height around the pool and the deck. Not created by the applicant. I didn't create, or the road was put there and the setbacks were put in place with that. Does not alter the character of the neighborhood. I took some couple pictures in the packet of other neighbor properties who have a similar fence that we'd like to put up. And we'd also like to extend that fence that is in that property. There's three properties to the east of us along Oak Manor Road. And we'd like to extend that fence line from the adjacent property to the east of, directly to east of us across the rear of our property. It doesn't impact the variance. We're not looking, the addition isn't really part of this variance. We fall with all the county's criteria. We just showed the addition on there just for completeness of the master plan. The deck, we're trying to keep it as below 30 inches. We see there's a lot of, I'm aware of the county's criteria for building a deck, and we're going to stay under the 30 inches and have it even with the house's first floor. So we're aware of the rules and regulations for that. We have two letters of support, one from directly from the east property to the east of us, and we have another letter of support from the property to directly to the west of us. I guess I would say we consider it a hardship not being able to use our backyard basically because of the noise that comes off of Route 5. So we're seeking a variance to be able to put up a fence to block the noise and keep the dog in.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Any questions?
Yes, Mr. Park, we have a variance.
Close by.
Are you the original owner of the property that you built it? Okay, so how many of these variances, I know the shed is one, are there any other variances that were there previous besides the shed?
Everything. We bought it a year ago, and we haven't added any improvements to the lot yet at all.
No, I understand that.
Okay.
What I'm saying is what you have on there existing, mm-hmm. is there anything else besides the shed that is that would need a variance?
Yes, the front deck is not 30 feet back, it's 23 odd feet. There's a survey. foot back from the front deck.
Existing,
yes. When we purchased the property. On the west side, there's an air conditioner unit that is 6.1 feet off the property line. That was also existing when we purchased the property. The property, we know who owned it previously. They bought it in 91, the trailer went on in 91. And they put all these improvements in within a year or so after they put the property on there. So these are existing all the way back to that era, 91, 92 era.
We're just trying to get clarification in case, you know, at some point, you know, we want to, you have existing ones that you were not obviously had anything to do with, and then you have these ones that you are proposing to us, so. Just wanted to get that clarified.
Okay. Yes, and like you all said, the shed was also existing. I didn't put that there. That was there as well. So and that's 26.4.
So mentioning that, Mr. Williamson, would appear to me that we would need a variance from the front yard on the Oak Meadow Drive portion. Is that the 30-foot setback, correct, Ms. Norwood?
Correct.
So we need a variance of that at 6.6 feet for the existing porch, and I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps projecting off of that. I see Mr. Phillips writing, so I think he may be trying to measure it, but we would likely need a variance of more than that for those steps. I'm guessing those steps are approximately a foot. Is that about right?
That would be about right, yes. 8 inches exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
And I believe the HVAC is allowed to encroach.
Yeah, 3 feet. So it's probably, so it's a 10-foot side there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only 6 point. So I think 3.9.
And we have advertised for side yard as well.
Correct.
So we're going to need a 3.9-foot side yard variance for the HVAC, a 6.6-foot front yard for the porch, and a, I'm guessing 11.6 for the steps?
Yeah.
That's correct.
And those would be in addition to the ones we stayed for. So my, by my count, that would be 7 variances. Is that right?
Eight.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. 5 of them are existing. Is that 5 of them existing? 3 are proposed?
Correct.
I also have a question when we get a chance. I'd like to direct to Ms. Norwood. Mm-hmm. Does our code require that the deck continue around the entire perimeter of the pool?
No.
Or no?
No, we don't have a requirement like that.
Okay. Thank you.
Three new, 5 existing. That would hurt.
Correct. Do you have any sewer, water, anything that would affect the backyard or even squeeze you in even tighter than already? Well,
no, there's no well. It's public sewer and public water, and both of those go out the front. There was a septic installed that was filled with stone after it was built, and I'm aware of that in the backyard. It's an unused septic full of stone. So we might encounter that, you know, with a little bit of construction back there, but it's not in use.
Other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Visibility issues that you're aware of? That fence is put on along Old Orchard Road?
Not that I'm aware of. There's actually a grass buffer strip down between the side of the road there. There's a telephone pole right there now, and I'd like to put it up as close to the pole as I can.
How far is that grass buffer from your property line to the edge of paving, do you know?
It's approximately 7 feet, give or take. I didn't measure that exactly.
And you don't, you're not at it, from what I could tell from looking at, you're not at an intersection or anything.
I am not. I have a picture of that property line in the paving in the packet. If you look at figure 1, there's a picture of my property post and the edge of the blacktop. Mm-hmm.
From what I could tell there, you have no vehicular or other access to Route 5?
I do not.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Showing 1. 1 in favor. Is there anyone here against this application? Operator?
If there's anyone on this call that wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there's anyone on this call that wishes to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. this time, there are no zero callers that wish to make comments.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing, and I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12513 for the requested variances and the five existing. I've got a total of eight associated with the property. I believe that the variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and presents the minimum variance and relief for the applicant.
Motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for the reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12513 is approved.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
Thank you.